This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Screwball Whiskey, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. At 70 proof, enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Pick up Screwball at your local store or get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info and click on buy now. Billy, and to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/vine. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you'll ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit, plus free shipping. Always go to mybilly.com/vine. That's spelled BILLIE.com/vine. Mrs. Fields, our listeners get 20% off site-wide with promo code VINE at MrsFields.com. Just click or tap on the microphone at the top, enter promo code VINE for 20% off your order. That's MrsFields.com, promo code VINE. Springtime supplements, go to springtime.com/vine to get free shipping on your first order and learn how you can save up to 55%. Podcast listeners will receive free shipping on their first order with code VINE when you visit www.springtime.com. Screwball Whiskey. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. At 70 proof, enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Pick up Screwball at your local store or get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info and click on buy now. Head & Shoulders. The Head & Shoulders Supreme Collection, which is endorsed by the Skin Health Alliance, restores the skin's natural, healthy balance to unlock the best version of your hair and scalp. Self-care made simple. OxiClean. You've got to try OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener plus Stain Remover for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free stain-fighting sample while supplies last. And Talkspace. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code VINE.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today on the podcast, I'm sitting down with my girl, fellow bachelorette, Becca Kufrin. I just adore her. We had so much fun talking about everything from bachelorette to her sparkling rosé line, her breakups, how she's thriving in 2020, if she would be the bachelorette again. And she is a pretty decent confession. She's just so brave, full of adventure, and has had so many changes and challenges in her life, moving cities, starting her own brand. This girl is just on the move. So grateful she took time to podcast with me today. So I hope you guys all enjoy this one with Becca.
I wanted to talk to you about that because I admire that you just moved to LA recently, signed a lease without seeing your place. Mm-hmm. I love a girl with balls. I feel like, were there other cities you were considering, or were you like, no, I'm going to LA. I'm going to California. I'm just going to live my best life over there.
No other cities really besides that and Minnesota, because obviously I was in the middle of a breakup and spending time back in Minnesota just because I needed to get away, be with my mom and my sister. Mm-hmm. And so for a hot second, I was actually deciding if I wanted to buy a house there because it's so affordable there. I was like, I could live right next to a lake and all these coffee shops. And but then I was like, I don't want to do a winter in Minnesota. And so I was FaceTiming with my friend in LA and she's like, hey, I just moved to this neighborhood. You would love it. Do it. And that night I went on Redfin or whatever and signed a lease and sent her there the next day. I was like, just tell me if it smells, tell me if it has like bad energy. And if it doesn't, I'm moving in. And so it was such a last minute decision, but no other cities. It was like, boom, it was done.
I mean, how fun, though, to just be like, I am an independent woman. I'm going through a breakup. I can just get up and move to wherever I want to go and work from wherever I want to work from. Like, it's kind of liberating.
It's so liberating. And it felt like some of my best decisions or like best memories and outcomes are decisions that I make like spur of the moment, where I don't really put a lot of thought into it. Cause I can very, very easily overthink anything. And the fact that I was like, you know, the world is shut down. Basically I can work from home. I can work remotely. I can do all that I need to do anywhere. And so why not do it in a place where I can still be outside in the winter time, where I can still walk Minnow and take her to the dog park or the beach. And so it like, I don't know. It just feels magical here though. Like I walk down the street and I just want to sing and dance. And I'm just like smiling and I'm like, what has gotten into me? Is it like the LA air? I don't know, but yeah, it feels good. It's right for me at this point in time.
That's amazing. I love that. Cause I'm walking down the streets of LA and I'm like, get me the hell out of here. I like want to go back to my little house in Nashville out in the burbs and like have my backyard.
Well, in your defense, you were a lot busier than I was. Like you were, your body and mind and everything were put to like through the ringer to the test when you were here. And so for me, it's like much more relaxing and chill. But if I was in your position, I'd be like, just give me my bed, give me my dogs, give me a foot massage and call it a day.
That's true. That's true. But I was also in not the greatest area. I've been to your place. You have such a, like your little pool area and the neighborhood. It's very cute. I was in like a little bit of a sketchy area where I was like concerned to walk the dogs.
Yeah.
So I wasn't singing or dancing my way through the streets. I was like head on a swivel, like just so scared of anything that could happen. Somebody was murdered across the street from me.
When you were there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I kind of want to go back and just check it out because I'm so into crime.
Oh, well, go hang out at my old building. My phone.
Well, the last time I was there, because obviously we had like your little party after the premiere of Dancing, and I left a bunch of stuff there. So I met Jason to pick it all up, and it was like right before the elections when they were boarding everything up.
Yeah.
And, but in your defense though, or like to add on to where you were living, like the ground level was a little iffy, but that rooftop, let me tell you, you were like living the high life up there.
That's true. I didn't really leave. Jason was so good about walking the dogs and just being like, oh, I've got this, just so I didn't have to leave the apartment, because the apartment was gorgeous. The rooftop was perfect. And it was just so, you get so used to living in a house and then going to an apartment. I'm like trying to appreciate it because of the experience I'm going through. And I'm like, oh, they put me up. Like I'm trying to, it was just more the area that scared me a little bit, but I got over it.
Especially with your two dogs. Like you just want to be able to open up the door and let them roam. You don't want to have to go up and down the elevators, and like you want to go braless. You don't want to have to like run into people and talk to people. And so I get that. I get the appeal to just like being able to open up your back door and let them go.
Being braless like is maybe my favorite feeling. I rarely wear a bra, and now I'm back home in the Zoom. I'm not wearing pants right now. I swear to God, I'm not. Look,
I love it. I will say, everyone always talks about like how good it feels to take off your bra. I think it feels so good to take off your jeans. Like, and I never wear jeans. I'm always in leggings or joggers, but when I have to wear jeans, I'm like, I just am waiting for the second that I can unbutton them, unzip them. Like, no pants for me.
Yeah. I hear that. I hear that. I think that's going to be something that people really like take for granted, or when they go back to the real world, if that ever happens, like putting on pants is going to be a real struggle for a lot of us.
It's like we have the Zoom look. We have our nice tops and blouses and button ups and then pantsless. It's great.
It's the absolute best. And I mean, I don't like focusing on pandemic stuff, but I also want to know how hard that was to go through a breakup in a pandemic, because I always ask people, it's always like the grass is greener. You know, if you're in a relationship, you're like, oh my gosh, spending this much time with someone is so hard. Then if you go through a breakup or you're alone, but I feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm not trying to like shit on anyone or anything, but I just feel like you are lighter and brighter and, but I don't want to take away from how hard that must have been. So what was that like for you to go through that? I mean, it probably helped to just restart in a new city.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting because like any breakup, you go through these waves of emotions. And so at the beginning, I mean, I just needed to get away. There was so much heaviness going on in my relationship and like in my personal life with my grandpa dying and a friend dying. It was just, it was very, very heavy. So when I went back to Minnesota and spent 2 months there, I mean, that's where I really just like sat with my friends and family and like took time. coming to LA, like the first couple days were super hard. I will say that because I went from living with Garrett at the time to living with my mom and then going to being all alone where I was like, yeah. This is way too quiet. I wasn't used to it. And now I love it. Now I love my alone yeah. time and like having my own space and being able to do what I want, not having to check in. But the also hard part, because I was doing great for months and months, and now that LA is shutting back down again, now I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of sad. When everything was shut down at the beginning, I obviously had Garrett, and we like had all these funny Instagram videos and like thing, like we had a routine, right. You know, and it was just nice yeah. having someone there. So now that things are shutting down again, I'm just like hanging out with Minnow. I feel like I live at the dog park, or like
yeah.
my neighbor friend. We're like quarantine buddies. It's,
Oh, that's nice.
It's an adjustment, but yeah, it's not easy. Like no one wants to go through a breakup.
Right. Especially in the public eye.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. But I will say quarantine was kind of nice because it's like, I could kind of have an excuse to hole up and like feel the emotions when I was sad. I didn't yeah. have to like force myself to go out or, you know, make appearances or do anything like that. So I'm honestly still taking it day by day. And I feel like I'm really just trying to focus on me and like feel all of the emotions when they come, because I don't want to yeah. be that person to bottle them up anymore like I used to be. So I'm learning. I'm taking it day by day, but it's good to still stay busy and have the dog and
yeah. I mean,
do things like this.
I love that you say you feel your feelings. I love that you're like taking this time for yourself. And I think that's so important for anyone that's going through a breakup. A lot of people want to just like find someone else or be distracted. I know that's the number one thing people always say. They want to be distracted, but I mean, yeah, obviously the having to quarantine and everything does make you're forced to do that. But I think that's so important. And I think you learn so much about yourself. And I feel like you'll go into your next relationship, like just with so much clarity of what you're looking for and who you are, which obviously will make a successful relationship. But do you yeah. feel the same way? Are you like, I'm going to stay single for a little while? Or are you kind of like me, where after I went through my public breakup, I was like, I'm going to be single forever. Blah. And then I'm like, hey, Becca, can I date your ex-boyfriend?
Oh, well, no, I definitely for a while I was like, F relationships, I'm going to be single. I don't want to deal yeah. with another heartache down the road. But you know, yeah. like that goes away pretty yeah. quickly.
You're right.
Like I'm also the type of person where in the past, I will say it was great to have a distraction, you know, like it's an ego boost if you have guys that you're totally. Talking to and seeing. But I like, this was my biggest relationship. Like we were engaged. Yeah. It wasn't like my college relationship that was on right. and off and ups and downs. And this was like, we were living together. We were engaged. We were house hunting. So I yeah. had like this whole future that I envisioned. So now it's me just trying to be like, okay, that was ripped away from me. So how do I adjust yeah. and like, what's going to fill me and make me happy in the long run? Like I didn't want to put a bandaid on a bullet hole and be like, yeah. oh, it's okay. I'm just going to find the next person to like keep me occupied. And, so I was like not into talking to guys for a while, you know? And like, of course people slide into your DMs. Now I'm a little bit more open because I think I'm like a little bit more ready, but I still yeah. have a lot of work to do. And so it's fun to have that, but I know like right now nothing's like, I want to give myself at least till the new year, like a couple more months to
yeah.
see where I'm at.
I love it. You're like, you know what? I went through this public breakup. I'm going to move to LA. I'm going to start a freaking sparkling rosé line. I think that's so badass because you're like, you love it. It's something that you, oh, I just hit my microphone. It's something that you love. And you're like, how can I turn this into a business, which I do myself. And I think mm-hmm. it's the smartest thing. If you love to do something, turn it into like your work, something that you love. Tell me all about that.
And I will say this, like you are such an inspiration to me. Like I look up to, especially a lot of the past bachelorettes, like everyone is so different. Like there's what yeah. now 16 of us and everyone is yeah. so completely different, but you have always been such a badass where, you know, you've really just taken life by the balls and you're like, if I want to do that, I'm going to, you know, like, and I look at you with Dancing with the Stars and this was the first thing we talked about when we met years ago. And look, I mean, yeah. now you have the mirror ball. And so, yeah, it's just like, if I have the means and the opportunity to do something, like I don't want to say no, I don't want to have regrets. Yeah. Like I've really tried to become just a yes woman. And so when this winery reached out to me to partner, They originally wanted to do just, you know, wine, which is fine. And I love that. But like, there's something about bubbles, about like champagne and sparkling rosé that I was like, this is what I'm drinking literally every night, or like when I have parties, or if I want to celebrate or not even celebrate, this is what I'm drinking. So why not do that? And so I just got really lucky with the team that I surrounded myself with to be able to do that. And, you know, added bonus, I just get my own free wine to drink all the time now.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
30-second break here. Do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know what's easy is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Isn't it just the greatest thing in the world? Like, I'm like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. And it's so, it comes so naturally to talk about it, to explain it, to be passionate about it, because it's something that it, you drink and something that you love.
That you partake in daily.
Yeah. Okay. Now tell me then how you came up with the name, and also how do you pronounce, is it, no, how do you pronounce Cuvée?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. The brand is called Bourdon, and for all the listeners, actually, Caitlin and I, when I was first starting this, I was like giving you options of names and throwing them at you, but basically Bourdon, so it means bumblebee in French, which for me, I just felt like it was fitting because my sister and I have our bumblebee tattoos, and she, you know, I've been with her and she used to have hives and it was all into honey, and it was fitting with Be the Label at the time. And so I was like, I feel like we could just do something with this. And when I was thinking about the name and like actually picking the right one out, like what would the label look like? And so it was actually a really fun process to finally pick the name and to go and work with the graphic designer of like colors and fonts and what we wanted the graphics to look like. And I mean, the graphic designer is a saint. She worked, I was so picky. Like one day I was like, oh, I want it to look like this and then this. And then finally I was like, okay, this is what I envision. This is what I want. And so it was actually a longer process than I thought, just because I was so picky. But so right now it's just two. It's the sparkling rosé and Grand Cuvée, which like you can't technically call it a champagne because it doesn't come from France, the champagne region in France. Yeah. So that's why. But it's like the closest thing to champagne. And actually, I don't know if you've tried it yet. I did send you some, and Jason popped some when you won, and he was like spraying it all over the apartment.
I should have been happy because he was celebrating, so, but I was like, that was Becca's wine, sparkling, and she gave me, and I was so sad. And he was like, did he message you?
He did. Oh, he sent me a voice recording with him and Lowe screaming in the background, like, yeah, Caitlin won, we're celebrating. I'm like, okay, this is a very good excuse to pop the bottle, so I'll let it slide. But I got you. I will send you more. I will send you it anytime you want.
I had a sip of what was left because I really wanted to try it, and it was freaking delicious. Like, really. And I've been very into that lately. What I was usually just like red, white, rosé, but I was really into that, and I have been into that lately.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for the holidays. Like I you never need an excuse to celebrate, like in my book. And so girl, I will send you bottles and just hide them from Jason this time.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I came home and I was like, is that the one you popped? And like the floor is all sticky. And I'm like, ah! Not like I like can't get another bottle or anything, but I was like, I was saving that.
Well, you know what? At least I'm sure Pino and Ramen were able to lick some off the floor and taste test it. So they got a little taste of the Bourdon.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just think that's awesome. And do people just go to your Instagram page? Do you have like a link in there for if you want to buy it?
Yep. So on my personal Instagram, we have the link in it. And then I also tagged, there's an Instagram too, at Drink Bourdon. And we just actually officially started shipping last week. So people can go through the link and buy it. And I think you do the same. You work probably with Vino Shipper, which,
yeah,
you know, every state is a little bit different. I feel like you probably are used to getting people be like, why can't you ship here? And I mean, you're in Canada now, which is awesome, but we're not quite there yet. That's the goal at some point.
Of course.
At Drink Bourdon is the Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome. Like you said, it's a lot more work than you think it's going to be when it comes to all the like legal stuff with shipping and the like even the label, even coming up with the, like, wow, why am I blanking on the word I'm looking for right now? Like imaging or everything mm-hmm. that goes on just legally and the manufacturing and production and everything that goes into it. It's a lot, but it's, again, it's, if it's something that you love, then you just feel so proud after.
Yeah. It's my baby. It's fun being able to now share it. And like, even just talking to my mom, she's such a curious person. So she's asking all the questions about everything. And she's like, look at you. Did you think that when you went to college and graduated, you would be doing this? And I was like, hell no. I didn't think I'd be doing anything that I did in life. I didn't think I was going to be bachelorette. I didn't think I'd be podcasting. So I'm learning a lot. It's probably like one of the most educational, fun experiences. And you know, when it's been a hard day, I can just crack open bottle.
Oh, I freaking love it. I love it.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a little break here. I am back in Nashville. All I could say is after the week I've had, girlfriend needs a drink. I've celebrated with enough champagne, thank you Mirrorball, so I've been switching it up with a little screwball whiskey. So I had a bottle that wasn't opened in the house waiting for me at home, getting off that flight, you know? Come home, have a nice little peanut butter whiskey before bed. It was actually really exciting to come home to. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is the ultimate duo of two American favorites, American whiskey and peanut butter flavor. It makes such a fun gift for the holidays as well. Like, who doesn't want to add a flavor mix up to their liquor collection? I do. It's perfect by itself. It's perfect in your favorite classic cocktails or in a bowl of ice cream. Very serious about that one. The creator of Screwball, Stephen Yang, first fell in love with the taste of peanut butter whiskey when he came to America from Cambodia. For him, it was the taste of freedom. Give that taste of freedom a try. I know you won't be disappointed, and you'll say, Caitlin, I told you so. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. Pick up Screwball at your local store or get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info and click on buy now. Please drink responsibly. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Please drink responsibly. Alcohol volume, 70 proof.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, let's talk Bachelorette for a second because you were on the last episode. I haven't caught up yet. Are you on this episode or the last one?
Last one. Yep. So just aired last Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. I was probably drinking champagne somewhere celebrating, but I haven't recorded. Yeah, I haven't recorded.
I hope you were just laying in bed. I hope Jason was giving you a foot massage. But yeah, it was, you know, I mean, you know, when you film, it's like you're out there, you have to quarantine for five plus days and then you film all day long and like there's only 15-20 minutes that's shown, but this season's wild. I mean, I'm as you have seen, this season is wild, but it was such a fun experience to be there to meet. We met six of the guys. I was able to host with my friend Sydney, who I did the tour with earlier this year. It was a blast. It's a lot of like, just, I just tried to like stay quiet and take it all in and like see the interaction between Tayshia and the men.
Yeah.
I'm glad I said yes. The 5 days of quarantine were hell because it was so hot, but it was fun to get away.
That's so fun. So who do you think she has like the most chemistry with, or who do you think is like in the top like four right now or three, whatever?
Oh man. I need to give her credit because when I was watching her interact with the guys, she gave all of them so much individual attention, which, you know, on group dates, it's hard when you have so many guys, you're like, everyone's pulling you this way and that. She was amazing with each and every one of them. I think though, from what I saw between her and the six guys, she was very good with Zach C. He was on that date. Yeah. Just because he's a little bit more reserved. Both him and Riley, I would say, out of the group that I met, were more reserved and like less wild and crazy and out there and loud. So those two, it was endearing to see her with them, to just be a little bit more patient and kind of like pulling them to come out of their comfort zones. But watching this season, I mean, Brendan, she like, I think it was her first one-on-one that she had with Brendan, and like she couldn't even talk to him. All they want to do is make out. So I think the chemistry with him is there. So I think he's definitely a contender for, you know, her heart. And then this week, Ivan, I mean, I know you said you didn't watch the episode, but she just had a really good, heartfelt, deep connection and conversation with Ivan. So he's a front runner too. So I would say right now, Brendan, Ivan, Zach, oh gosh, maybe like Riley, but we also haven't seen her have a one-on-one with him. So I'm always wrong though, Caitlin. I'm always wrong when I watch the show.
Me too. I always think I'm like, oh, I can pick them out. Like I know I pay attention to the music that plays when they're together and everything. And, and then I'm so surprised after I'm like, oh, wait, what? I'm such a Brendan fan. I like think he is one of the coolest guys to be on the show. There's just something about him where he's like, he's confident, but like humble, and he's witty, but he doesn't even realize he's being funny and he's intelligent. And he like, I don't know. I just really like them together. So I'm at this point in the game rooting for him.
Well, she couldn't even stop staring at his lips. She literally was staring at his mouth the entire time. It's like,
oh God, I love it.
So yeah, he's, I just love this group of guys though. I mean, it's me obviously been a crazy season because of the switcheroo, but the guys that they casted are and I'm not going to say all, but a lot of them are just super incredible. They have established careers. They're older. Yeah. They're funny. Like, this is one of my favorite seasons I've ever seen.
Me too. Me too. I'm really invested in, which was tough at the beginning because Claire and Dale. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm rooting for so many of them. And like, can't wait to see some of them on Paradise. Or I'm like, I just don't know. I'm just like excited for this season. Being there and doing that, were you like, oh, I could be the Bachelorette again and do this again? Or were you like, I could never do that ever again?
Oh God, I don't know. Okay. people have been asking, I think just cause I'm single. I never want to say no. And I never want to say never, but also like I am 30. I feel like a grandma and I love to sleep. I love my bed. I love snuggling with Minnow. And as you know, when you film an entire season, like there's no sleep for 2+ months. And I don't know if I could do it again.
It's really, really a draining process. And it's so hard to have, I say this on so many podcasts when I talk about The Bachelorette, that it's so hard to have a foundation, a solid foundation with somebody when you've just gone through so many other relationships and coming out of it. It's such a weird, I don't know, world to live in when you come out in a relationship and you're like, well, I just broke up with like 25 other guys. Let's do this. And you're engaged and you're like, what's your middle name? Like, it's so wild. And to think of doing it again is like so draining, but I know I am the same way, like the whole never say never thing, but I hear you. I love my bed too. And I like, so when I got home, I'm like, I plan to stay in bed for 3 to 5 business days. I'm not going anywhere. Like I was just like, keep me in my bed. And then I was like, oh wait, I still have to like work.
Yeah, no, I get it though. Like, thank God you can work from home right now. Also, doing the show again. I mean, let's be honest. I was engaged 2 times already. Like, I don't want to keep racking up the rings. Like, as much as I love Neil Lane, I don't want to keep like, I don't want to have a ring graveyard. So I just,
it's worth something.
Wait, Keelan, you still have your ring, right?
I do. Yeah. It's just sitting in my lockbox in the home. And yeah, I keep being like, what do I do? But I still have no idea what I'm going to do with it. Do you have yours?
I do. I still have mine. And I shouldn't even admit this, but it's not even in a lockbox. It's just sitting on my dresser. Also like you, I don't know what to do with it. I'm never going to wear it again. I don't want to reuse the diamonds for anything like for myself. I don't want that juju. And so
I'm the same way. Okay, wait. Who knows? Let's go into confessions because I actually just lied and said it was in a lockbox because I got scared to say it wasn't. It's actually just like in my little scrunchie drawer.
Yes. Okay. So thank God, hopefully people don't know where we live, but, I probably should get a safety box for it, but also I'm like,
I know
it already has bad juju. So if somebody took it, it's like, sorry. That's on you now.
That's so funny. I have like the most embarrassing, funny, mean confession to tell you because I just feel like such an asshole and I feel like I need to go back to the airport and like do something about this. Okay. So we were coming back from LA the other night and I always, Jason and I have a very chirpy relationship. Like we really like poke fun at each other and tease each other. And he always makes fun of like these weird facial expressions I do. I always make fun of his style or lack thereof. And we just have this like ongoing jokes. And so I always bug him about these sunglasses. I'm like, the slick back hair with these like aviators. I'm like, nah, let's move on from that. And so it's so funny because I'm so rude about it, but at the same time, it's a joke and I love him so much. And like part of why I love him is because he has bad style. I think he's like so cute. But so we were coming back on the plane and we've got 9 bags, including the mirror ball, his golf clubs, our 2 carry-ons we couldn't bring on because we had too much liquid in them. Like we had to check 9 suitcases. Oh my God. So when we got back, we're like, what did we forget? Like whatever. So we're standing at the baggage claim and I hear them over the intercom saying like, Bristow, if you can find an agent, like you left something. And I was like, oh my gosh, what could I possibly, like if they're calling me for this, then maybe it's my passport. And I couldn't find my phone at the second. So I'm panicking. I go over to this girl. She goes, you left a pair of black aviator sunglasses in the pouch, And I looked at her and I was like, I meant to leave those there. And I'm like looking to see if Jason's like looking. And I'm like, you could just take them. They're not expensive. They weren't like, you know. And so I'm like, she's like, can I give them to my husband? And I was like, yes, you can. And I was like,
wait, does Jason know?
No. But he hasn't noticed. He has many other nice sunglasses and he hasn't noticed. But that's why I'm like confessing right now. Cause I'm like, I am going to have to tell him. And if he is like really upset, I am going to like contact that girl because she did get them for her husband and she like knows the show and she was very sweet. Mm-hmm. And so, but I am feeling a little guilty about it because I came back and Jason was like, what did you leave? And I was like, oh, she thought I left something and I didn't. And now I'm like, I am a terrible girlfriend, human being. I'm going to hell.
No. I have done that. I will say, when I was still with Garrett back in the day, there were, like a couple flannel shirts that may have, accidentally gotten lost in the trash when he was traveling. So I get it. You know, it's whatever. The husband will enjoy them. Just spread the love. And, you know, I'm sure if whatever company makes aviator sunglasses is listening, they'll probably send Jason a new pair of them.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do for Christmas. I'm going to get him a really nice pair that he will cherish and never, you know, he didn't even notice they're gone. So they can't be that special to him.
Yeah, no, sunglasses are like pennies. I just lose them all the time. Jason will live.
Yeah. He's going to be okay. Okay. I feel better about this. Do you have a confession for me and I can make you feel better about yours?
Okay, when I knew I was coming on here, I knew I had to give a confession, and I was honestly trying to think of the one that the first time I was on your podcast years ago, for the life of me, I can't even remember what it was.
I know. I remember.
What was it?
You, like, hooked up with some guy in a closet at a wedding.
That's the one. Yes. Okay. Oh God, way to remind me. I feel like lately I've had anxiety over things that I've done, like, years ago, where I'm like, oh, I can't believe I did that or said that or, yeah. Okay.
Things haunt me.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Are you the type of girl that is forever stealing your boyfriend's razor, hoping he doesn't notice? You somehow think it's going to give you a cleaner, closer, better shave. I confess I've been there, done that, but ladies, we no longer have to. Meet Billy, the best razor out there for those days when you want an extra smooth shave, no pink tacks, no visit to the drugstore, no breaking the bank. I love the design. Branding of the product is so genius, and I actually get excited to shave. It's that good. You can go to mybilly.com and get their starter kit for just $9. It's so freaking affordable and includes their award-winning razor, 2 refill blades, and a cult favorite magnetic holder. Are you looking for the perfect stocking stuffer? Look no further. Don't continue to shave just because you have to. Shave because you want to. Give the gift of a good old shave this holiday season. And exciting news, they just launched new limited edition bundles of their best sellers for the first time ever. They make the perfect gift and come wrapped in already. And to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/vine. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping, always. Go to mybilly.com/vine. That's spelled BILLIE, mybilly.com/vine.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, confessional. Okay, this is not like a this is such an embarrassing one. It's not even a juicy one, but it was just like, what has happened like lately in my life that I'm like, what the hell? And okay, again, not juicy, but I peed my pants for the first time as like as an adult. And it was, oh my God, I literally called my sister crying afterwards because I was like, Emily, I just peed my pants. I'm 30. Like, you know, when they say you turn 30 and it's all downhill, it's like truly the hangovers hit you worse. Like you just, I'm scared to ever be a mom because everyone's like, oh yeah, you're going to pee your pants all the time. I'm like, great. Yeah. I already do that and I don't even have a child, but,
yeah, that's okay.
I was running errands all day. I probably had like 3 or 4 cups of coffee, dropped Minnow off at doggy daycare. I was like, oh, I should go to my storage facility and just like grab some stuff. And so I was in there and I went down a rabbit hole. I was reorganizing my storage facility, like acting like I was going to have a party there. And I was like, okay, I really have to pee. And like, there's a bathroom downstairs, so I'll be fine when I leave. And like, fast forward to a couple hours later, get to the bathroom, they're locked because of COVID, so they don't leave, they don't like have them like public restrooms available right now. And I'm like, no. Shit, I gotta drive home. So literally as I'm driving home, and I only live like a mile or two away, it wasn't like a full on, but like I just really had to go after all the coffee, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm 30, like this is it, it's happened. It, you know, like the scene in Bridesmaids where she's walking across the street in the wedding dress,
like really doing it.
That was my moment. And yeah, so everyone listening, hey guys, I'm single, I'm 30, and you want to date me now, huh?
Hey, I'm 35, and you know what? I have also peed my pants as an adult, and it's just, you know, you got to embrace the funny times in life, and it happens.
Wait, let me ask you this, because so when I used to be in dance, especially in kickline, like when you're at competitions and you're moving and grooving that hard and that fast, like most dancers pee a little bit. So when you were on Dancing with the Stars, when you were really into it, did it happen?
It did happen once. I remember thinking, oh God, I just got my period on stage thinking, and then I was like, nope, just peed a little bit. That's what it was.
It happens. You just got overly excited. Hey, you weren't doing it well unless you pee a little bit.
You know what? That just shows the level of commitment I was putting into it is I just peed a little and I kept going because the show must go on.
The show must go on. I mean, Fergie like full on did it during a concert and she crushed a concert. So, hey.
I kind of respect that too, because you're like, at that point, like you must give zero shits and you're like, eh. And then you're like, any press is good press, peed my pants, everybody's talking about it.
The show must go on, as you know.
I'm trying to think if there's any funny confessions of while I was dancing. Like, well, I mean, this isn't that crazy, but Artem got a little mad at me one time because he was like, he always told me how tense I was. Like my shoulders were always up and I was squeezing him. And he's like, you got to let me like, lead you and you're squeezing me and I can't let go, blah blah. And so he was so annoyed this one time the whole dance, he was like, what happened? And it was during camera blocking and I was like so tense and I'm like, honestly, I was holding in a toot the whole time. Like I was just clenching the whole time, being like, you know, we're doing these big lifts and I'm like, not gonna toot in his face, and like kicks, and I'm like, I was just holding in a toot the whole time. And he was like, oh,
that probably is so common though, like thinking about it, it probably is so common with the couples, with every couple.
Oh, I mean, there was a time where he did this one lift, and it was in that last, very last dance ever, the Moulin Rouge one, where he lifts me up, jumps in the air, and I land with literally my butt in his face before I go down. And every time I was like, please, Caitlin, don't do it. Like, I was just so scared every time. Oh, God. I mean, he's danced since he was like 13. I'm sure he's got some. That's what I want to have him on the podcast. Where he is obviously a new dad, so busy trying to like actually spend time with his family now. Mm-hmm. But eventually I'll have him on the podcast. And I'm like, I just want him to tell me all the secrets of like, what's happened in the dance world that you're like, oh God, because I can only imagine
so much. Well, and you have to get so close with your partner, like not only physically, but emotionally and mentally. Like, I remember even like, and this can't even be compared to dancing because like it wasn't, but when Ben and I were on tour together, I mean, we were living in tour buses. Like we had the 4 dancers that we got super close with. Yeah. And And we spent 24/7 together, at least for the month that we were on tour. And yeah. we all learned so much about each other. I was like, look, you guys, sometimes when I get nervous, I get the nervous poops. And they're all like, we all do. And I was like, thank God we're going to get really close. But, it bonds you in a special
way. It really does. That it was so funny how unfazed, Artem was about me getting nervous poops, or how open, all the girls, I won't throw them under the bus, but they would come up and be like, oh, I'm going to poop my pants. Or after all these years, I still have diarrhea before I go on stage. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love how open dancers are. Or I guess you just get so close to people mm-hmm. that you're like, eh. And that's what I want Off the Vine to feel like, where you can yeah. just share your poop and pee stories and we're all going to bond over them.
And we all, because everyone does it. Let's be honest. If you're I've never peed my pants as an adult, you are a liar, and it will, I guarantee it's going to happen at some point. So just embrace it.
Yeah. Let us know when it happens. We're here for you.
We can start a support group.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
We'll get back to the podcast in a moment, but what a year we have had. And yes, it is almost over. And I'm so proud of us for making it through. We could all use a little more love, peace, joy, and cookies. Who doesn't want cookies? Mrs. Fields has been making freshly baked gourmet treats for over 40 years. So that's some serious treat cred. Am I right? They even have big cookie cakes to help you celebrate all things in life. You can customize messages to add on top for personalized touch. With so many flavors and options, there's really something for everyone. I'm not one to discriminate against any cookies, to be honest, out there, but you have got to try Mrs. Fields' just classic chocolate chip. They're so delicious. They remind me of my childhood, being home for the holidays, sitting at the fireplace eating chocolate chip cookies. Okay, I'm salivating. One of my girlfriends in Nashville loves the chocolate chip cookies, so I'm actually sending her a tin full of them because I'm thoughtful like that. The tin is shaped like a heart and it's so cute. Sending your loved one cookies without baking them yourself has never been easier. Our listeners get 20% off site-wide with promo code VINE at mrsfields.com. Just click or tap the microphone at the top, enter promo code VINE for 20% off your order. That's mrsfields.com, promo code VINE.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I'm going to play a game with you, but before I do that, I'm wondering how many people ask you this and if you know what I'm going to ask. What's the main question you get asked after a breakup?
Main question? I thought you were going to ask how many guys have slid into my DMs, but what's the question?
I mean, I am curious about who, if there's anyone that I'd be like, oh, but you can tell me that later. But would you ever date Blake?
Oh my God.
How many people ask you that?
A lot. Honestly, it's gotten to the point where I try to read some of my DMs, but they've just gotten massively, they just grow and grow. And everyone asks. It's to the point now where my friends, my best friends who know everything are like, wait, I read in this magazine or this tabloid that you guys are dating again. My mom literally called me last week and was like, Becca, are you and Blake dating? And I was like,
yeah.
You would have been the first person to know. No, Blake and I were friends. And we've talked, so he actually did make a couple appearances on the tour, back in, when was that? February and March.
Yeah.
And so we have stayed on great terms. He is somebody that I consider a good friend. And he just through everything, because I think the show bonds you in such a weird way that we were able to kind of get one. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but we were able to get past the really hard breakup part to be we both have our separate experiences from the show. But he's I have such a soft spot in my heart for Blake.
Of course. How can you not? I'm friends with Nick now, which mm-hmm. I never saw coming, but you do, you have a soft place in your heart for them, and you go through something, like you said, so unique with people. I even have a soft spot in my heart for Jared, and he's with Ashley, because you go through this thing with them that nobody else can really say they've gone through except, 15 other people in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Cause you do, you can somehow get over that part of it and become mm-hmm. friends and almost forget about those romantic connections because I don't know how, but you really do.
You do. I mean, just because, well, and especially too, like, keep in mind, I mean, obviously I was with Garrett, but he went on Paradise and like had a whole other show and season, right, and his own experiences. One thing though, and this is like what I've always said about Blake, is him and I, and again, Blake, if you ever listen to this, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but him and I were like the same person. And yeah, like, he was just the male version of Becca. Like, we were like, our interests, everything were so similar that for a while it freaked me out. But now I feel like we kind of handle things and process things the same way, that we just kind of get each other in that,
yeah,
that weird way.
Yeah. That is good for a friendship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Okay. Well, now, speaking of, I'm like doing all the annoying things that I would hate to be asked when I went through a breakup, but
no,
sorry.
I love it. This is a safe space. Like, I'm an open book.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that we're so similar in that way where you're like, why wouldn't I talk about that? That's like part of what is happening, and mm-hmm, it'd be weird if you didn't. Okay. So here's, for when you're ready, a deal breaker game.
Okay.
So just tell me if this is deal breaker or not for you, because I thought of some things that really bug me that would be deal breakers. But okay, would you date a guy, or would this be a deal breaker? He's a fan of you from The Bachelorette.
No, I think it just depends on like the level of fan that he is. Like, if he's just somebody that's like, yeah, I used to watch the show like with my mom or my friends, and
right,
you know, like, that's one thing. But if it's somebody that like knows everything about me where it's like creepy, then I'd be like,
yeah,
no, thank you.
I hear that. The creepy level would have to be tested. Mm-hmm. Okay. He follows some explicit accounts on Instagram.
Ooh, when you say explicit, do you mean like sexually, like some, explicit, or like,
yeah, like some really inappropriate like accounts?
At this point, I would say it probably would be just, yeah, depend. I mean, at this point, like, it depends on the level, but like, it, yeah. I mean, just going off of past things and like not explicit,
right,
you know, I just have to be more mindful of like who I want in my life.
I think it says a lot about people, what accounts they follow. That's, I actually,
but I will say, I follow like a lot of like drunk ones, or like funny Tinder ones that,
oh, yeah,
like,
for sure,
that are more like humorous. But yeah, if it's like borderline, then I'm like, don't want to get, yeah, into that.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I think my dogs, Ramen and Pino, need no introduction. Love them like they're my kids, because they are. I try my best to take care of them, and part of that is anticipating their needs before they even have them. Anyone else with me on that? I guess you could say I prefer to be proactive before I have to be reactive. And that's why I wanted to introduce you to Springtime Supplements. They have helped my dogs feel and look their best. They've been around for over 40 years, providing your dog with healthy nutrition with natural ingredients to help them live a happier, healthier life. Who doesn't want that for the little doggos? You know, I really care about what I put in my body and my dog, so it's no different. I love that Springtime Supplements uses only natural ingredients and are tested to ensure purity, quality, and safety. It doesn't matter how old your pup is, Springtime works for all ages. It works to help your dog's joints, to keep them in tip-top shape no matter what lifestyle your dog has. Ramen and Pino sometimes get a little anxious while traveling, and because I have to travel so much, I know that these supplements also provide a natural calming agent that supports them and me on our journeys. Springtime Supplements also has a line of all-natural treats your dogs will love and crave. Can I suggest you add these into your pup stockings for the holidays? Or is it just me who makes their dogs stockings? See what hundreds of thousands of grateful dog owners have to say about Springtime natural dog supplements and treats, and help your dog live a happier and healthier life. Go to springtime.com/vine to get free shipping on your first order and learn how you can save up to 55%. Podcast listeners will receive free shipping on their first order with code VINE when you visit www.springtime.com.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, what about if he admits he cheated in a prior relationship?
These are good questions. It depends on the situation. And I mean, everyone has a past, and everyone's like made mistakes in college. And so now, right, I would say it would not be a deal breaker based on the situation and like the why, but also like that can never freaking happen again.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel that. Okay. I'll give you a lighter one here.
Okay.
His family runs marathons together and encourages you to join in.
Total deal breaker. Uh-uh. I can't. If they want to go on like a 2-mile jog with the dog, yes. Marathon, nope. I will sit on the corner. I will cheer you on, but I am not partaking in that.
In the same way. Yes. Okay. He's another light one for you. He's randomly obsessed with dinosaurs and only wants to watch Jurassic Park and other dinosaur themed movies.
No, I love Ross Geller. Sign me up. Sign me up. I love dinosaurs. I just bought a couple of dinosaur ornaments. So I feel like that could be my real teammate in life.
This is why I asked you. I knew you loved dinosaurs. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, that was our game. It was fun.
I love it.
2020 has been like a lot for everybody. You're thriving.
Thank you.
Love seeing people come together. You and Rachel have been like so great on the podcast about the Black Lives Matter, talking about things that are important, the election, the pandemic, you know, certain things on social media can really bring people together or tear people apart. And you've really mm-hmm. chosen to use your social media platform to kind of speak on the things that you believe in and share your value and beliefs. And I think that's not easy to do. And I'm sure you've gotten so much hate and trolls and dealing with people because you are so open about your beliefs. I applaud you for it.
Thank you.
But I want to hear why it's important for you to continue to share on social media, even despite like all the negative responses, because I love how passionate you are.
You know, I've gotten to this point in my life where after being kind of in this public eye for a couple of years, like people are going to love and hate you for anything. Yeah. Like you could be Mother Teresa and people are going to troll you and talk shit on you and like send into your DMs and just say terrible things.
Yeah.
And so, especially this year, like as hard as it's been the biggest year of growth, I think, for me personally.
Yeah.
and really knowing what's important to me. And I got to this point, like, especially around the elections and everything, it's like, this is my platform and I'm going to be who I am. I don't want, like, you know, for a while going through the breakup, I went off of social media and I felt like I couldn't say anything. Like I couldn't even say, hey, I'm living in LA because I was so like, I felt so hindered and anxious. Mm-hmm. And I finally got to the point where I'm like, I need to be me. Like, I'm not going to be happy and fulfilled in life if I don't, you know, I never want to like push my values and morals on anyone else, but it's just me saying like what my opinions are and what my thoughts yeah. are and like what I believe. And so, I just like every time I would do so, you know, post something a little bit political or like that would,
yeah.
that would rub people the wrong way. It's like, you know, I'm going to get the love, I'm going to get the hate. And at the end of the day, like the people that know me, who actually care about me will hopefully still be there and support me. And if not, like have an open discussion about things with me. And so, I just wanted to breathe easier and to be like, look, a lot has happened this year and I hopefully can be on the right side of history. Like I want to be sitting with my grandkids when I'm 70 or 80 and like saying, this is what I lived through in 2020. And this is the side that I was on. And I hope it was the right side. It was the side of compassion and openness and honesty and acceptance.
Yeah.
And if I can say that and sleep easy at night, I'm going to be okay personally. So
I love that. I think it's so important for people to not put out on social media what they think people want to see and hear and actually stay true to what you believe in, even if it means people don't like you for it, because mm-hmm. that is the only way to grow and to be more confident and to be happy is to be happy within yourself and be living your truth. So mm-hmm. I love that you're doing that. I think it's great. I also love that you froze your eggs because samesies.
Yes.
And I just think it's so empowering because you're like, you don't, there's so many people out there who I just, honestly, it breaks my heart if they can't get pregnant, if they, you know, have gone through loss or miscarriage. And there's so many things that we can do ourselves for women that, you know, what if you can't get pregnant later in life? Or what if you choose your career right now mm-hmm. and you want, you know, will have a family later? I think freezing your eggs or even talking about that kind of thing. And I just think that's so empowering. And I love that you did that because I did it too. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah. Well, I remember seeing you because you did it, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, three years ago.
I remember seeing you talk about it. And it's something that's been in my mind for a while that I've always thought was a good idea. Yeah. You know, granted, I was engaged and I thought we were going to get married and have kids right away. And now that my life has restructured, I'm like, okay, you know, if this is something I've been thinking about, why not do it now? I have the means, I have the time. And if it's just going to set myself up for success in the future to allow me to have a family, whether I'm with somebody or not, why not do it? But then also, like, the cool part about it is if I can get pregnant and have a family one day on my own, like, I have 19 eggs now that I can donate to, as you said, a woman who can't necessarily get pregnant and is having fertility issues. And so there's like so many cool facets to it that it was hard. It wasn't easy. I hate needles and I hate shots and injections and anything like that, but so worth it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought of that same thing. Like, if I do have a family, I have eggs now that I can donate. Even like one of my best friends is gay and I'm like, imagine being able to use that to give my best friend life, like a child. I don't know. I just think that's so, some people might be like, whoa, that, like, you'd have a little you living out there somewhere that wasn't you. And I'm like, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. And people are always like, well, what if you had little kids running around that you didn't even know if they were yours? And it's like, well, then I wouldn't know. It wouldn't affect me, you know? And if I did know, then hopefully, like, they're a little bit better than I am. But, you know, like, it's not the worst thing.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great. I think you're great. I freaking love you. You know that. I am so glad we got to spend a little bit of time together in LA, and you were just so thoughtful and sweet, and you always are. And we just are, Jason and I both feel so lucky to have you as friends in our lives.
Well, back at you. I mean, I love you so much. I love all of the Bachelorette girls, but like, you know, you're one of the best ones to always reach out, and are so compassionate and caring and thoughtful for others. And so, this was fun. I want you guys to move back out to LA. I want you to come back.
I know.
Come to my neighborhood, take a little walk around and see what you think.
I'll sing and dance with you around the neighborhood with our dogs.
But this virtual dance class, I'm telling you, I would pay you money to teach me.
I would not charge you a cent, but I will consider it.
Wait, before you let me go. Okay. Remember when I first came to your place in LA, like when you first moved there, and we were joking about the puzzle, like if you put a puzzle together, how much people would pay?
Yeah.
So many people now, your rates have been raised. You could start your own business, Caitlin. I'm telling you, I will screenshot some of the numbers that people were throwing my way for a custom made puzzle by Caitlin Bristow.
That is so funny. Maybe everyone's asking, now you won the mirror ball, what's next? That's my next business venture. That's what I'm doing. Puzzle making.
Hey, I will help you. I will frame them for you. I'll do the Mod Podging for you. Like, let's get this started.
I love it. Well, everyone go tell me the website one more time, just so people can write it down
for Bordeaux. It's just drinkbordeaux.com. And the Instagram is at drinkbordeaux.
Okay, perfect. And then are you still podcasting?
Yes. Okay, amazing. I'm still podcasting every Wednesday with Rachel. We do it like after every episode. And now I think we're going to double up because the season is like so funky with its scheduling. But yes, we're still podcasting. It comes out every Wednesday.
I love it. I've been so out of the loop with like everything that I'm like, are you still podcasting? I mean, I think you are, but I don't know. Okay, amazing. Well, thank you. And I'm just so excited for you and to see what's next. And I mean, if you did become the Bachelorette again, I would not be mad.
I only want to do it if Pino and Raman can be my suitors.
Maybe we'll all just come live with you and help you make your decisions. So
yeah, done.
That's a show I can get down with.
Let's pitch it now.
I'll pitch it. Oh, okay. Love you, girl. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Take care.
Good to see you too. Bye.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?